again.
In a darkened exercise studio at Cycle U Fitness and Sauna in Lexington, excited teenagers and young adults gather for their weekly Thursday night hip-hop practice. It's free, organized by the FAM Foundation. Lisa Hewing is the nonprofit's director and choreographer. As a child, Hewing learned hip-hop by watching YouTube videos.
Watching those videos and seeing, like, it was just so fun, the energy, and, like, hip-hop just stood out to me the most just because the energy.
Standing on a small elevated stage with the lights dimmed, Hewing faces a couple dozen dancers, aged 15 to 30. They're dressed mostly in baggy, oversized sweatpants and t-shirts.
We're staring to the front. It's gonna go, watch me. And my hands are going out.
The dance moves they practice have roots that go back 52 years to New York City, where poor black and Latino teenagers look for a way to express themselves.
Hip hop has changed all of our lives and like whoever has came to our classes like for the better. Because it's just we go into the class and we go into dance like as an escape from like the real world and all of our problems.
The music is loud with a powerful rhythmic beat and rapping vocals. Dancers perform a variety of moves with names like...
So there's popping, locking, like b-boying, b-girling, there's tutting. There's so many different styles that in like foundations that go into hip-hop.
Drag from my right to my left.
21-year-old Trey White has aspirations of dancing professionally.
So I just got signed to Block Agency in L.A., so like I get a lot of auditions, so... The end result is to be like on tour with a big artist like Chris Brown to be a backup dancer.
For Maria Folio, hip hop is joy.
I love it. I love moving my body, and I specifically love dancing. I haven't danced since college, and I really miss that sort of outlet. This is a really welcoming environment. They welcome people of all levels, and it's just nice to come out and do something at the end of the day to move my body and make everyone happy. 20 different flavors, I
can open up a rest of my... The FAM Foundation performs at public venues. This past August, they showed off their hip-hop moves at the opening of Gatton Park on the Town Branch in Lexington. They've also collaborated with NAMI Lexington, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Kelly Gunning, executive director of the nonprofit, says they funded a couple of performances by the FAM Foundation to showcase how hip-hop can be a form of therapy for young dancers. The founder of the FAM Foundation, Alex Hernandez, agrees that hip-hop can help heal anxiety, depression, and loneliness.
If you appreciate something for just what it is and you love what it is, somehow you heal through it. And then you see other people's lives and you see how they've been able to persevere and all that stuff, and you heal a little bit through that too. Because like at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of people are just looking for hope.
Lisa agrees.
Everyone's going through something all at the same time. It's not just you. And this is a space where we can all just come in and just release it all out and just dance.
Trey White encourages beginners in hip-hop to embrace the moment.
I know where you at right now. I know it's going to grow from there. Don't stress. Don't stop. Don't quit. Because you will get to a point where you just absolutely love it. So, yeah.
Off the Beaten Path with the FAM Foundation in Lexington. I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.